One thing I've always admired about my parents is their obvious love for each other. It's the kind of love Hollywood makes movies about. I never thought I could have that. Never thought that kind of love would be in the cards for me. I'm always too busy. Too busy being the responsible one to ever relax enough to feel anything that resembles the contentment I imagine comes with falling in love. Maybe Maddie is that love for me. Maybe I just want her because she said no. There's only one way to find out, and that's to not give up, no matter how much she fights me on it. She quickly spins around, holding up an aerosol can, but before she can spray me, I take hold of her wrist and lower it. Wrapping my free arm around her waist, I whisper in her ear, "Pambolina, I know you don't really want to spray that shit at me." I feel her body relax as soon as she hears my voice. "I'm gonna let you go, but I'll be keeping this." I take the can from her hand, just in case you get any ideas of actually using it. I release her and she steps back, her mouth gaped open as she stares at me. I take a peek at the can in my hand, expecting to see mace, but quickly realize I'm holding a bottle of deodorant. "What the fuck, Maddie? You were gonna blind me with your antiperspirant? Why don't you have actual mace?" I hand a can of spray back to her, satisfied it's not gonna do shit to me.
"I don't usually have weird stalkers following me home," she says, spinning on her heels and walking a little faster.
I match her pace, strolling beside her. "Maybe I should follow you home more often, if you really think you can defend yourself with a can of antiperspirant," I ask.
"It would have been worth trying," she mumbles, then looks over at me. "Why are you following me home, Theo? I thought I made it clear that I wasn't interested."
"You're interested. You just don't want to admit it for some reason. But it's okay. I'm a patient man, Maddie."
"Well, you're going to need the patience of a damn saint, because you'll be waiting a lifetime," she says.
"Maybe. Maybe not. But I have a feeling it'll be worth the wait." "Who was the girl you were with at the park today?" As soon as I ask the question, her body tightens up, like she's getting ready for a fight.
"She is none of your goddamn business. That's who she is. I know you're obviously not used to taking no for an answer, but you need to leave me alone."
She dips her head down and then adds,
"Please."
So quietly, I don't think she meant for me to hear it. "You're right. I'm not used to taking no for an answer. And I don't give up on going after something I want. But I won't ever cause you harm, Bambolina." I can see the fear in your eyes. It's a look I've seen many times. A look I usually like seeing. But when I see it on you, it just pisses me the fuck off.